We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The two dots, the first white line. We had said in the Mishnah, V'taniyot, on the public fast days, B'shel Zecharim Kifufim, they would blow a shofar where the horns were very bent, very curved, very twisted. Ufiv mitzupe kesef, and they'd coat the mouthpiece with silver. Second white line. You have it, Bezalel? Ma'ishnahatam dezabu, ma'ishnahacha de kesef. How come we said on Rosh Hashanah they'd blow with a mouthpiece coated with gold? And now here on the fast days they'd use silver. If you want, I could tell you any time you gather people together, so then you use silver. As the verse says, Hashem tells Moshe, make yourself two silver trumpets. What is the continuation of the pasuk? To gather the people. So you see, you use silver when comes time to gather the people. Clear? Yehuda's on to me. When I say clear, it means something should be bugging. What's the connection between a tanis and gathering the people? The what? Was Yom Tov mean? Good. So now you saw it in the Gemara. I quoted it in the past from Rishonim. Now you saw it in the Gemara. The Rishonim say it by Achav. The story of Melachim. Kadesh Utzom. Yeah? So then the Rishonim say it in different places. That Tzom, the Radak says it over there by Achav. So here you see it in the Gemara, it seems to say that. The Beit Eiman, if you want, I could tell you. HaTorah chas al mamonam shel Yisrael. That the Torah cares about our money, as we find in numerous places in the Torah. And one place is when the Torah says a Kohen has to come and declare that a white blemish in the house is tzaras. So the Torah says the Kohen should come in advance. The Kohen should tell them in advance that they should clear out the house so that their earthenware vessels don't become defiled, because then they'd have to bash them and destroy them. So you see, the Torah is concerned about our assets. Now you have another place where Hashem tells Moshe, I'll give water to the congregation. It says, I'll give water and they and their cattle will drink. Why does it mention the cattle? To show you Hashem cares about their assets too. Hashem cares about their cattle too. So that's the second answer. Hashem wants to save us money. So Hashem says, okay, then coat it only with silver. These aren't trumpets. These are the shofarot for the taniyot.
It's a one-time purchase.
Okay. So the Gemara asks, Hatam nami nevi de kesef. Okay, I hear that the Torah is concerned for our money, so then why don't we do that on Rosh Hashanah too? Use silver coating. There you do use gold coating. Afilu hachi kvod yom tov adif, because there it's a way of honoring the Yom Tov. So that's why, out of the honor of Yom Tov, we do spend the money. He thought to do like the Mishnah, to coat his trumpets and have trumpets together with shofaros blowing. Yeah, he wanted to have trumpets and shofaros. That's what he wanted to do like the Mishnah. No, he said the halacha for doing this is only in the temple. You don't do this on your own. Tanya namiachi b'medvin amurim b'mikdash. In the temple, they'd have the shofar blowing with the trumpets. Aval bagvulin, makom sheyesh chatzotzot en shofar, makom sheyesh shofar en chatzotzot. Outside the temple, on Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, you blow shofar without trumpets. On fast days, you blow trumpets without shofar. V'chen inig Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipori. Now, Rabbi Chalafta in Tzipori, Rabbi Chalafta was Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta's father, and he was rabbi in Tzipori, and that was the custom he instituted in Tzipori, that they should blow shofar with trumpets on Rosh Hashanah and shofar with trumpets on fast days. He went against this braisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Tadion b'sichnei And when the rabbis heard that this is what they did, Amru, the rabbi said, Lo ayunu aginken el abshar mizrach v'arabayit bilvad. The rabbi said, no can do. You guys are doing what says in the Mishnah. But no, that's not the custom. You only do it in the temple. Amarav avitem Rav Shua ben Levi meikra, dichtiv b'chatzotzot v'kol shofar ariu lifnei amelech Hashem. Lifnei amelech Hashem udvin en chatzotzot v'kol shofar, aval ba'alma lo. The verse says, blow the trumpets and shofar before the King Hashem. So in the temple, that's before the King Hashem, that's where you have the blowing of the trumpets with the shofar. Outside the temple, you don't do both. You do either one or the other. Say there? Clear? Onward?
What's Alma?
The Alma is like outside in the world, ordinarily. We said in the Mishnah that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are equated in the Shmoneh Esrei that we daven, and they are equated in the shofar blowing. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, keman matlina naidana, zayom tchilat maasecha zikaron yom rishon, keman k'Rabbi Eliezer. When we daven today on Rosh Hashanah, today you started doing everything. This goes back to the first day of creation. That's like Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. When we say that on Rosh Hashanah, that's in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that Amar b'Tishrei nivra olam, because he's the one that says that Tishrei was when the world was created. Mativ Ravina shavei yovel Rosh Hashanah litkia v'lebrachot. Ravina asked, wait a second, but we said in our Mishnah that on Yovel you say the same Shmoneh Esrei. Reik azayom tchilat maasecha zikaron liyom rishon. If our prayer includes that declaration, today is the beginning of creation, debrosh shna itov yoveleta. You can't do that on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Creation didn't begin on Yom Kippur. So you see, there's going to be a difference between the Shmoneh Esrei of Yom Kippur to the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. And says the Gemara, you're right, kiktani ashara. Yeah, that's what we meant. When we said they have the same Shmoneh Esrei, we meant in general. This goes back to that Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot. That when Chazal say something, they say it in a general way, even though there are exceptions. Rav Sheshe Brei Dravidi Matni Hachi Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Hadetnan Shevayovel L'Rosh Hashanah Litkav L'Brachot Keman Delok Rabbi Eliezer. He had the conversation going differently. He had a quote of the conversation that they suggested maybe our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, we mention on Rosh Hashanah that is the beginning of creation, the Rosh Hashanah of Yovel Leta, and on Yovel you wouldn't make such a mention on Yom Kippur of Yovel. And then the Gemara answers, Kiktani Ashara. No, the Mishnah does work according to Rabbi Eliezer because the Mishnah meant the other things. Okay, so then according to the first pshat, begins by saying, why do we have this custom today? So the first pshat begins by saying, our custom today supports the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The second pshat concludes with saying, our Stam Mishnah, works like Rabbi Eliezer. So each one gives a different weight. Both are important weights, but each one gives a different weight of support to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Mishnah, shofar shenisdak v'dibko. If you had a shofar that cracked and you glued it, pasul. It's pasul because we consider it like two shofarot. Dibek shivrei shofarot. If you took shards of a shofar, you had pieces of a shofar, you glued them together, pasul. Okay, that doesn't work either. Nikav, if the shofar had a hole, bisatmo, and you filled that hole, imakev tatkia pasul. So we're going to have to discuss what that means. If it gets in the way of the blowing of the shofar, then it's pasul. Vimlav kasher, and otherwise it's kosher. Atokal l'toch habor, l'toch hadut, l'toch hapitas. If a person blows into a pit, or he blows into different types of pits or vessels, Im kol shofar shama. If what he heard was the sound of the shofar, yatsa, and it was Yotzev. Im kol avarashema, but if he heard the echo, he didn't hear the shofar itself. Lo yatzai, wasn't Yotzev. V'chein. Not only that, but even this. Misha yalveh ochei bet hakneset, or shea bet osamuch bet hakneset. If a guy was passing behind shul, or he lived near the shul, v'shama kol shofar, kol megillah, and he heard the shofar or the megillah. Im kiven libo yatza. If he was focused to be Yotzei, then he is Yotzei. Vim lav lo yatza, and if not, then he wasn't Yotzei. Afal pisha ze shema veze shema, ze kiven libo veze lo kiven libo. Even though they both heard, well, the question is, did he have kavanah? Did he have intent to be Yotzei or not?
Can he play it to all mitzvot?
That's a good question. Let's wait. The Gemara will discuss it. It's a good question. Tan Rabbanan. Aruch. Vikitzo kasher. If you had a long shofar, you cut it short. That's kosher. Gildo, if you scraped out the shofar, v'midol gildo, and you made it so thin, you have like this thin shofar because you scraped it as thin as can be. That's still kosher. Tzipau zahav, if you coated it with gold, v'mkom anachate, if there's gold where your mouth should come in contact with the shofar, pasul, that disqualifies it. Shelo v'mkom anachate, but if you put it in a place where you don't put your mouth, so that's kasher. Tzipau zahav, if you coated it with gold, you coated the shofar with gold. Mi bifnim, you coated the inside with gold. Pasul. Mi bachutz, if you coated the outside with gold. Im nishtana kolo mikmot shaya, if it affects the sound the shofar makes, so that it makes a different sound. Pasul. Veim lav kasher. Nikav, if there was a hole in the shofar. Visatmo, and he filled the hole. Imakev tatkia, pasul. If it gets in the way of the tkia, that disqualifies it. The imlav kasher, and otherwise it's kosher. Natan shofar betoch shofar. Let's say he took a small shofar and stuck it in a big shofar, and then he blew it. In kol pnimi shema, if what you hear is the internal shofar, that's what you actually heard the blowing. So then yatza yur yotzev. In kol chitzon shema, and if you heard the external one, well, the external one has this big problem inside, because it's not hollow. It's got another shofar inside it. So then lo yatza, it wasn't yotzev. Tanu avanan. Okay, now we're going to start expanding on what we saw. Gildo, when we said if you scrape a shofar really thin, you're Yotzei, ben mi bifnim, ben mi bachutz kasher. It doesn't matter which side you scraped off, the inside or the outside, it's kosher. Gildo ve midol al gildo kasher. If you scraped it down to the point where you had it really, really thin as can be, it's still kosher. Heniach shofar betoch shofar. You put one shofar in another, then depends on which one you heard. If you heard the internal one, you're Yotze, the external one, not. What if you turned it around and blew the shofar, lo yatza, then you weren't Yotze. So what does it mean you turned it around? Don't assume that when we say turned it around, we mean like when you take your undershirt off, that you turn it inside out. That you he took the shofar, put it in boiling water, cooked it till it was soft, and whoop, you know, turned it and made it like, you know, folded it inside out, like you would when you're taking off a vest or something. What we mean is that he put it in boiling water, and he was able to take a clamp and make the wide side make it thin and take the thin side and widen it. That's what we mean if he turned it around. So then he wasn't Yotze. My time. Why is he not Yotze in such a scenario? Kidrav matna, tamarav matna, vehavarta. The Torah says when you blow shofar, vehavarta shofar tua, you will pass the shofar blast. So we understand you will pass. Why did the Torah use that term for blown shofar? To teach me, derech havarto beinan. You have to pass the air when you blow the shofar in the normal way that air passes through a shofar. And if you turned it around and you made the wide side thin and the thin side wide, so then you're blowing air in the reverse way, and that's not Yotze. So what do we see today? We saw that on the fast days, because everyone would unite, they would coat it with silver, because you use silver to unite people. Another understanding is to cut down cost to watch over people's money. And a Yom Tov, the honor of Yom Tov, would be the cause for using gold coating. We said that outside the temple, you don't use shofar with chatzotzos together with trumpets. And we said that today, when we say Zayom Tchilat Masecha, that's because we're going like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that the world was created in Tishrei. And when the Mishnah said that Yovel's prayer is like Rosh Hashanah, it means but that. Obviously you don't say that line, because on Yom Kippur of Yovel, Yom Kippur is not a time that the world was created. Then we saw in the Mishnah that if you glue a shofar together, it is pasul. And if there's a hole, it depends if it gets in the way of the tekiah. If you blow, then you have to hear the shofar and not the echo. And if you have kavanah, when you hear shofar from a shul, you are yotze. Then we brought braisa that if you shorten a shofar, it's kosher. If you thin it out, it's kosher. If you coat it, so if you coat it where you put your mouth, it's pasul. Otherwise, it's kosher. If you coat it internally, it's pasul. Externally, so long as it doesn't affect the sound, it's kosher. And we said that if you put a shofar inside a shofar, if you heard the internal one, you're yotze. Then we said that if you turn the shofar the other way, you're not yotze. And Rav Papa explained that it means that you thinned out the wide part and you widened the thin part.
Does that mean that Rav Papa